From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Senator Angus King, independent of Maine, says the fundamental business of governing is being held hostage over the impending government shutdown.
And of course, we start with the latest on that possible shutdown. Probably not much has changed since last time you checked in. Republicans in the House still demanding that a delay of Obamacare and the removal of a funding tax be included in the measure to keep government running past midnight. Democrats in the Senate calling that extortion. Unless there is an outbreak of compromise in Washington, the federal government will shut down tonight. So let's review what that will mean with Ed O'Keefe, who covers Congress for The Washington Post. And Ed, is this going to be something like the sequester? Some people didn't even notice those cuts, but some got hit hard if, say, Head Start was cut and your child suddenly didn't have daycare.
Right. Well, and really, sequester cuts continue now into as this new fiscal year begins. Look, there will be limited government service across various agencies in the coming days if this begins. For example, if you're one that walks in, tries to get into a federal building to fill out a passport application, you probably won't be able to do it. But if you went online and submitted it that way, you would. Same deal if you're stranded overseas and need to visit an embassy, they'll still be open. But for example, if you're a veteran trying to get your benefits claims processed, the VA says the benefits portion of its work will pretty much shut down over the course of a shutdown, even though medical care at VA medical centers will continue. If you're trying to get to a park, a national park, say Yellowstone or the Mall or Independence Hall in Philadelphia, no luck, because they will shut down almost immediately once this shutdown begins at midnight Tuesday. So it depends. Mm-hmm. It's a very fluid situation. And, you know, things like, you know, air traffic control will continue. Security at the airport certainly will continue. FEMA will be continuing its relief to folks out in Colorado affected by the floods. But in other cases, people may find a lack of service.
Oh, well, I want to pick up on something you said, veterans, just because I want to make sure we underscore, while you might not be able to talk to somebody or get certain benefits, hospitals will remain open, so you can go into the hospital. Talk about some of the other things that are staying the same. Mail will still be delivered. Pay your bills. Federal prisons will be open. Meat inspections will continue, but some food safety inspections will not.
That's right. And, you know, the CDC will continue operating. A lot of the reason why certain parts of the government's operations are able to stay open is because they're fee-based. For example, with meat inspections, for example, companies are basically paying the government to come in to look at what they're doing, so therefore people will continue to do that. Same goes for things like airport security and airports. I mean, those things need to continue for the sake of the country's economy and transportation. You know, and again, with passports, you know, the processing will continue because you're paying a fee to the State Department to process your work. Therefore, they can pay to keep that part of their operations going. Postal Service is completely separate. It's not really a government agency, even though it's authorized by the Constitution, and because people are paying postage, they can stay open. But the longer this lingers, people will see the effects of this potentially, especially in the nation's big cities. You know, people forget 85% of the nation's federal workforce, or people who collect paychecks from the federal government, work beyond Washington, D.C. And remember, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who are contractors for the federal government, whether that's a guy who cleans a federal building overnight, or a catering company that's providing food for some kind of office, or an office supply firm that maybe has a contract with the General Services Administration to be providing paper or staples and things like that. The ripple effects certainly will be felt. And if this continues until about October 11th or 12th, it begins to affect the nation's military families quite in a very big way. Essentially, what would happen then is the Defense Department wouldn't be able to process paychecks for active duty troops that are expecting them to arrive on October 15th. And that is why many people believe that if there is a shutdown, and again, you know, this afternoon, certainly it does appear like that's happening, the thinking is that it will be resolved within the next 10 days or so simply because of things like that. You don't necessarily want guys in Iraq and Afghanistan to not get their checks, especially if they have loved ones back home depending on them.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, up to 800,000 federal workers, you mentioned how many there are across the country, will be furloughed, some from huge departments like the Department of Energy, the Treasury. But also I want to mention poor women and children who rely on supplemental nutrition programs. Is that going to stop?
You know, it's not entirely clear, but I know, for example, there are some aspects of the Department of Health and Human Services that deal with Children's and Family Services, substance abuse, things of that nature that will pretty much shut down. But if you're collecting a benefits check, it's more likely that you will continue receiving those payments. The question is, if you're applying for them, will they be processed as quickly as they might otherwise be?
Yes, a small number of Head Start programs, some have already been cut by the sequester, as you mentioned, still are, but some in Florida in particular may not be able to open. So check around for that. But we should mention that the health care exchanges for under the Affordable Care Act start tomorrow, and those will start even if the government shuts down.
That's right. And remember, tomorrow is just day one of a several-week process for people to begin signing up. You don't have to sign up tomorrow. It's just tomorrow is the first day that you can begin to do so. And yes, no matter what, those services continue, which of course is ironic because mm-hmm. that's really at the crux of the disagreement right now between Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill. It's the fate of the health care law and the fact that it is beginning in the coming weeks.
Ed O'Keefe, congressional reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.